Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. Is it groups that we're...
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
Hello, welcome to Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw. It is Tuesday, April 9th, 2013, and that's right, it's 8 o'clock, warm and spring light this evening on the East Coast. Thank goodness, right? I don't know about you, but the winter, I hope it's gone. Because I have been dying for some nice warm weather so that, you know, we can just enjoy ourselves versus being all bundled up. But, so hopefully, you know, let's shake off the day, you know, whatever you went through earlier today, whatever you went through yesterday, and whatever you went through last week until today, just shake it off. Grab yourself a glass of wine, whatever makes you relax, and of course, give yourself a hug and just say, I love me, and this is some me time. And as usual, Keeping It Real is going to bring you all kinds of issues, real topics, real conversations, as usual, the three reels. Tonight, though, we're going to take a step back, and we're just going to relax, listen to some local up-and-coming artists tonight. And I'm going to throw in a little bit of what's going on in this crazy world. Something crazy happened in Texas earlier this morning, depending on what station you listen to or if you're able to watch the news or the TV today, you probably saw it, and I'll touch on that later. But, it's just some crazy stuff going on out there. But then again, we live in a crazy, crazy world. But you know what? You got to keep your head up. You got to keep going. You know, no matter what, you know, it could be your family, it could be work, it could be, you know, the boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is, you know, just take a pause. Sometimes we have to just take a pause. I did this yesterday morning, and I'm telling you, my Monday was off the chain. It was so great, and I did it again today. You know, we have, God made all of us. He made the birds, the trees, the grass, the animals, us. And we have to take a moment and just remember that. You know, we get up, the alarm gets up, it goes off, we turn around, and we're just running. And we just, you know, we're just going through the motions. But sometimes you need to take a moment, listen to the birds, feel the breeze, feel the grass, you know, whatever you do, whether you do it before you sleep, the muscle, before the grind, or the middle of it. And yesterday, you know, I got up, did my prayer, did all of that, got my kids ready for school, got myself ready for work, got out. We were doing our normal day. And I got to work, and I started feeling like, dude, sometimes when you work, you know, your job, whatever it is, your job or passion, and, you know, I started to get those twinges of stress. My day was starting. I stopped myself. I said, I'm not going to have a day like that. Wonderful outside. And I took a moment and I just stood outside, you know, stopped what I was doing inside, went outside, and I just listened, breathed air. So I'm thankful because I felt renewed, you know, just like just pushed all that negativity and everything that I had going on coming out of my mind and was like, not today. That's the two wonderful days at work during the day. Right. And it's helped me, you know, you know, pick them up today, did a normal routine after school and after work today. You know, just a breath of fresh air. So we need to remember that we're, that, you know, God put us on this earth to do all this hustle and stuff around here. You know, all this we have, money, everything. We made that. So granted, hey, you know, it's good. We need to get through each and every day. But we need to sometimes, you know, the little thing. He's taking that pressure. And those of us who are down, be sure you're taking medicine. Because the problem is starting to come. But, you know, take look at the trees. You know, the flowers are starting to watch life unfold in front of you and take a lesson from that. Whatever you want, whatever your path, whatever your dream, whatever grind you're on, you just focus and remember, you know what? Don't worry. Because that's really what I was doing yesterday. I was worrying. I was like, you know, birds, flowering trees, flower, grass, whatever. And they weren't worrying. They were just doing. And they were, that's what we need to do if we need to eat. So, if you don't remember nothing, you know, hour or so with me today, remember to just be. That's what we need to do. You know, don't worry, don't stress. As you, from the top, the bottom, the side, the front, and of course, definitely, he's got your back. So, you know, just wanna, I don't know, just felt like saying that. So, definitely. So tonight, we're just going to sit back, we're just going to relax. We're going to listen to some music, and we're going to just keep and flow with it for the night, okay? So, shout out to the chief, you know, for having me on Wellness Radio. Thank you. And you can always listen to him on Wednesdays at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for the Grit Grind. Don't forget Buck, Bucking Off with Buck on Thursdays at 9, and my girl, Dr. Passion, on that means the midday release. So if you're listening via the web, you can also call me at 646-478-5209. And if you'd like to talk to me live, push 1. Would love to hear your voice. Even if it's just to say hello. You know what I'm saying? We have a lot of interesting topics coming up. I have some guests coming up down, you know, we have Miss Kanisha next Tuesday. Ladies, if you're listening, you want to tune into this, she's going to be talking about total beauty. We're going to be talking about our in and our outward beauty, so that's going to be interesting. And for you football players, you know, I'm working on a nice little NFL retired player, friend of mine, who him and I have been going back and forth for a while now. And if he's listening, you know, he gave me a date, and I think we've been going back and forth. I had a conflict with it, but I've made, it's going to work. But so that's going to come up as well. So I'm looking excited about that. So before we get started with the evening, I have a caller already who wants to say hello. Hi, honey. How are you now?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good, girl. I'm good. Say hello to our Keeping It Real Lawless Radio Entertainment listeners out there.
Hello, everyone. It is very lawless. And I thank you for the inspirational words. I mean, that was very beautiful.
Thank you.
Sometimes I think we all get lost, especially women and mothers and wives or whatnot. You get lost in, or I know for me, I'm going to speak for myself, I feel guilty when I take that time out for me because I feel like I should be doing something else.
I feel you. And but you know what? Sometimes we need to just take a break. And, you know, whether it's from the kids or what. And, you know, and that just kept my spirit. I wasn't even going to, I mean, that wasn't unplanned. You know, it just hit my spirit, and I needed to say it. But I actually, you know, for my Facebook friends and Keeping It Real and everybody, you know, my birthday was last Thursday. And I actually did need, besides having to go to DMV and get a new license, that was, you know. But then the woman on the other counter actually made it fun for me on my birthday, so that was kind of cool. But I had a couple of girlfriends who took me out for lunch, and one of them said she felt guilty just taking an hour to take me to lunch because she had sent her daughter, you know, with, you know, a couple of hours. My kids, of course, were on spring break, and they were with their grandmother, and you know, but, and, you know, my other girlfriend, she was at work, so her kids were, you know, at the daycare. But I told her, I said, why? I feel guilty because moments, you know, one person's house, if we take care of ourselves, are we going to be if we don't take care of ourselves, to take care of them. Because if you keep
right, nobody's going to be able to do our job if we're gone.
Exactly. You know. If we keep going on and moving, working, taking them where they need it, we're going to get sick. Our health is going to go, it's going to get down. And before you know it, we're lying in bed. And what are they doing? They're still yelling, mommy, you know, auntie, whatever. And we can't move. And, you know, it could get worse. Our health could go completely down, and we could be completely gone from here. God could say, okay, you're done. So I told her, I said, you know, don't feel guilty when you take 30 minutes. Don't feel guilty when you take an hour. Don't feel guilty if you take a weekend, because you know what? All those other days of the year, they have you. You know what I'm saying? Any other time,
right.
They have us. And just like, you know, even on Tuesday nights, when I take, whether it's an hour and a half just for this show, that's taken away from them. And I used to feel guilty when I first started this. And then I went, wait a minute, you know what? I'm bettering me for this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because eventually I know what my goal is for being on, you know, on Lawless Radio and Blog Talk and everything. I know what my goal is, and if I continue to do what I'm doing and maintain that goal, the end, they may even have me more times than they won't at the end.
Right.
But now, you know, Mel, girl, don't feel guilty. We can't feel guilty. And yesterday and today, this morning, when I took that extra time at work just to breathe, girl, my days, my life, these two first days of, you know, this week have been wonderful. You know, I'm like, okay, stress, let up. Things have come. It just bounces off me. It's like, okay, whatever you got, come on. I'm ready. And we already have a prayer call, you know, a prayer clock in the morning anyway. But when you take that added moment to just be and listen and just go, okay, all right, you know.
And I would love all the ladies. I'm not trying to cut you off. But even men. Into. I would love for everybody to take in and take heed to what you're saying because it's so true. It took me a long time not to feel guilty just taking me time. Just my time. I just need to just do nothing if that's what you're doing or whatever it is that you enjoy doing. It's okay. You need to do that. And that's
right.
For men too. I'm not just speaking for women.
Oh, and what I would say definitely, it was definitely universal. It wasn't geared to men or women. It was everybody, because you know we got a lot of men who, excuse me, they go through it too. You know, they may be the breadwinner of the family, so they're doing that. They're also taking care. And if you got a real wonderful man, he's also doing a lot at home too. He's not just letting it be on you. But then you also want to shout out to my single dads who are actually partaking in their kids' life. So you know what? They're like us single women, single moms out there. They're doing double, triple shit just like we are. So you know, shout out to them. But we all, you're right, my girl. You know, everyone needs to take a time out and just do me. just do me. And I'm telling you, my birthday was a total me. I did. I enjoyed it. You know, I did have some big plans, and then I changed them. I was like, uh-oh, I'm going to just do me. And I enjoyed my day. Now, the rest of the month, you know, I got things going on here and there, but my actual day was so relaxing, so relaxing.
That is great.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, ooh, I need to do this. And people were like, oh, what do you got playing? You got big plans. And at first I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this, and then, you know, midstream. I was like, no, I'm not. I'm going to take the time out and just be. And I'm just going to enjoy this lunch with my girlfriends. And then, you know, then I ended up hanging out with, you know, one of them. We ended up hanging out a little bit longer and just talking. And then I turn around and, you know, I have several nieces. And one of them I hadn't seen in a minute. And I decided, you know what, I traveled and I went and got her. And she's 8 years old. And I already got a house full of kids. I went and got her, had her up here for the weekend. And I felt so nice. It felt wonderful. You know, granted, I'm always surrounded by children, but I actually, you know, they were so happy to see their cousin that they just looking, you know where I'm coming from. Sometimes when you just look at the kids, you know, and not do, you're not doing anything, but just watching them, it's I don't know, for those of
you. It takes you back to watch yourself. You're watching them, but you're watching how you used to be. Because I do my kids, I do that with my kids all the time. I just sit back and laugh, not out loud, but it's like, I used to do that.
Right. And it was so much fun. It was so much fun. And we had a great weekend. Like I said, I changed my plans this weekend. And we had a great weekend. They enjoyed themselves. I enjoyed myself. And the thing about it is, I was relaxed. Because you don't always have to do things with your children. And we had this episode, you know, we talked about this months ago, last year sometime. You don't have to always do stuff that, you know, requires money. They don't care. You can take them to the park and they're perfectly okay. And we had a wonderful weekend just cutting up, going to the pool, you know, playing in the park, going out to, you know, eating, watching some movies, having fun, doing some crafts in the house. It was fun. We had a good weekend, you know. And then as soon as Monday morning came, I was like, "Oh, I gotta do this." And then, like I said, when I took that moment and said, "Wait a minute, regroup, calm down, breathe," you know, because I was getting ready to get into the roller coaster grind. I was like, "I can still get stuff done today without having to, you know, be like an auto, you know, robot. It's going to still get done." And it did. Actually, I got a little bit more done than I probably would have if I had went through the mechanics of Monday like I normally do.
Right.
You know, because I was breathing and I was listening and I was like, oh, wait,
and
okay.
You used the right word, a robot, because
yeah.
You kind of be that. It's, I got this, that, and it becomes so repetitive. We don't even know we're doing it.
Nope.
This is just an everyday thing.
You don't. It's like getting in your car. You know how sometimes you're in your mind, you're going, okay, I'm going to go here, but then you turn around and you don't turn a different direction. You're like, why am I going this way? Automatic pilot.
You ever driven and not even mentally drove? I mean, because you're so used to driving.
You're so used to getting to point A to point B to point C, wherever you're going. And you're like, how did I get here? God, that was fast. Because you're a robot. You're just going. And we get into that complacency so much that you don't know. Okay, I got to go to work. Okay, get in the car, and you go. Now, the only time you go from, you know, go in between any of that is if you have to, you know, go get gas.
Get
or you're
gas.
Going to get or in my case, I drop my kids off in the morning. So, you know, last week was like also another little blessing for me because I didn't have to go to school. I could just go straight to work or go get gas or if I wanted to go get,
but
you know,
that's how some people leave their kids in the car. Have you ever heard of that?
I have.
Because they're not used to that extra stop. The daddies ain't used to having to drop the kid off, so they on autopilot and they go straight to work.
Exactly. But I mean, and it has happened to me. It has happened to me. I remember one time, it wasn't this spring break, but I think it was last year's spring break. I was, no, no, no. it was some holiday, and the kids, of course, didn't go to school, so I went straight to work. Well, the very following next day or whatever day it was, I'm thinking the kids are at home. They're sitting there yakking, and I'm still on automatic pilot. And I'm heading, instead of turning off to go towards the school, I'm heading straight, and they're like, "Mom, where are you going?" I'm like, "Oh, Lord." So I had to do a U-turn because my mind was thinking of all the things I had to do at work when I got to work, not taking to school, then. So, you know, it happens. It happens. Your mind just goes and goes, and it sometimes it goes too far in advance that you got to pull it back. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, please take a moment, because no matter whether you have children or you don't, whether you're married or you're not, whether you're in a relationship or not, it doesn't matter. You've got to take moments and breathe and just be for yourself. You know, I have a good friend who keeps telling me I need to take some vacation time, and I have, you know, that if, and if I don't hurry up and they're going to kidnap me and take it and take off because
well, kidnapping sounds like a good thing.
Yeah, so silly. But, you know, because I haven't had a vacation and I don't know when, you know, because I'm always doing stuff and I'm always going. And, you know, they're right. I do need to take some time, you know, an actual vacation and go someplace, whether it's just, you know, two cities over.
The mind is very bad, Nikki, because my vacations, I end up in the hospital. And the bad thing is I like it. Once you start liking to be at the hospital, the people waiting on me, they making up my bed and bringing me my dinner and lunch and breakfast.
I
I'm like, I'm getting spoiled.
My thing is, you know, I do have to go when I have to take my mom or friends or whatever. But I was like, but I'm going to be in a hotel, and it's going to be cheaper than a hospital.
Yeah. It was a joke, but honestly, it does.
I know what you were saying.
It was a mini vacation for me. Because I'm like, I can lay here all day and not have to do anything, and y'all do everything for me.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I know.
I might need an extra day, even after I'm well.
I understand, girl. I understand. We all need a vacation. You know, sometimes we need to just take a day. It doesn't even have to be a full vacation. You know, sometimes we need to just go away for the day, come back the next day. You know, for those of us who have children, you know, if you have somebody that you can leave the kids with just for 24 hours. Take that 24 hours. And, you know, but like I said, this all started, you know, when people have been telling me to do this. And I don't know, you know, when you have a birthday, you think about things a little bit differently, and trying to, you know, take it into perspective. You know, I heard it. I think, you know, actually, you know, especially this particular birthday I had, I need to really take it into perspective. But, ladies and gentlemen, you know, please stay tuned. We're going to listen to some music. We're just chilling tonight because we're relaxing. That's what that's what tonight's all about. It's all about being and just relaxing. So whatever you're doing, hopefully your children are in a bed or in another room, whatever. If, you know, if you're with your special someone, chill, relax, sit back. If you drink wine, get your glass of wine, your hot tea, your Dr. Pepper, you know, and love yourself tonight. That's what tonight's all about. It's about loving yourself. We are going to now listen to some music. We're going to listen to Addicted by R. Smith.
Just me and you,
me and you.
Yo, Beast. Jay. Quest. Big Tidy Sounds. We about to get it popping out here. Let's show them how we do it. Fiesta.
Fiesta.
Mangoes and suppressed peaches. Wipe my face and sip my margarita. Turn to my left, saw this hot Latina. Stood up, took my shirt off and showed my chest. The one she gave me was like, damn, you're the best. Looked again, noticed her body was banging. Booty different side, just like I'm swinging and swinging. She nodded like, come on over. I moved in right on over. Came together like two birds in a pond. A different fairy was waving a magical wand. Grabbed the lotion and rubbed it on her body. Trying to heat the up before we started the party. She whispered, take it a poppy. I'm like, I'm the end, mommy.
Yes, Havana, fiesta, caliente, caliente, Havana, fiesta, Havana, Havana, fiesta, caliente, caliente, Havana,
yeah, more ladies than I'm focusing, there were African, Asian, and Peruvian, walked up like they owned the world, crowded around me, we enjoyed your girl. Gave him lotion, they began rubbing, surrounded by hundreds and receiving loving. Trying to act right, acting straight. Back to my room, baby, can't wait. Wanna grab you and heat your insides up. Gotta be the good till the sun comes up. The chick gon' have your ass rinsed up. Your girl's gon' be like she's up. I came to get your butt in gear. Nelly said it's left, it's hot in here. Take it all off, shoot, I don't mind. The flashy life is party time.
Yes,
yeah.
Ah, sweet. You know what? You just love jazz. I just love jazz. Anyway, just can't help but love it. If you just joined Keeping It Real, the Nikki Outlaw, you were listening to Addicted by R. Smith, Fiesta by B. Taylor, and Getting It In by Ty Michael Smith. You gotta love this up and coming local talent that's all around us, from the East Coast to the West, North, South, and everywhere. I mean, you know, a person right next door to you could be laying down some music right now and you don't know it. And before you turn around, they're playing a song. You're like, wait, I know that person. So you never know who's your next door neighbor, the next Beyonce or the next Jay-Z. I'm telling you, the music is out there, the artists, the people. And if you also just join us, before I started playing the music, you know, I said that today we're just taking a step back. We're taking a moment and we're just being. We're relaxing. We're remembering to breathe and to listen. I want everybody, men, women, everybody, you know what, is to remember that in all the hustle and the bustle of the day and night, breathe. You know, like I said earlier, like my other lawless family member that was on a minute ago, Mel, said, you know, she, you know, echoed what I was saying. We get so robotic, so mechanical, that we get up in the morning and we just do. Take a moment, people, because you're not promised tomorrow. We're not promised the next 30 minutes. We're not promised the next 3 hours. You've got to remember that God put us on this earth, or whoever you believe in put us on this earth, to not, you know, hop in the car and keep going, not hop, you know, do all the stuff around the house. You know, we didn't have all of that. Man made all this stuff. You know, the birds go from one tree to one flower, and they don't think. It's their innate ability to do and to be. We forget. We just, you know, on our grind, trying to make it. And that's great. I want everybody to be successful in whatever your passion, your dream, your job, whatever it is. Profess it, and it shall be. But we got to remember to take some time out for me. Relax and be, you know, who you are. Because if you have children, like I said earlier, who's going to take care of them if you're so mechanical, so robotic, and before you know it, you're sick and you're in the hospital, and we ain't even gonna think what else could happen. Or you're lying in bed because you can't beat that cold that you thought was just a cold. Take the time out to be. Don't feel guilty. If you take an hour, if you take 24 hours, if you take a mini vacation to recuperate and be and feel who you need to be and feel about you. Because, you know, as long as we take care of ourselves, we'll be able to take care of our loved ones, you know, be it children, be it your fiance, be it your husband, be it your partner, whatever. So that's what tonight is all about. It's about just being, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully everybody, you know, just take a breath right now, breathe with me. I feel like I'm like a, you know, a psychiatrist or something right now. Everybody lie down on my couch. Pretend like you're on your couch. And if you're on your couch, lie on down. Close your eyes. Breathe. Take that deep breath. Come on. Let it out. And y'all are probably going, oh my gosh, she's crazy. But you know what? I am. And if you really knew me in person, you would believe, and trust me, you would believe exactly what I'm saying. I am sometimes. But it's the truth. You know what? Tomorrow, when you're going about the day, I mean, spring, and hopefully it's finally here. I don't want to go nowhere. Stay, spring. You know, take a moment in our grind and listen to the birds chirping. Listen to the wind blowing. Block out the trains, the subways, the ambulance, the police, the cars going by, all the craziness, that we all deal with on a daily basis. But listen to Mother Nature. And I'm telling you, it will make an impact of your day. It will change how you think. And your day is going to go by a lot smoother and a lot peaceful. Because you know what? You reconnected to Earth. You reconnected to being. You listened. And just take a moment. I'm telling you, it is the best thing. So, again, if you're listening on the web and you want to talk to me, call in at 646-478-5209. If you're on the line and you want to say anything or comment about anything that I've said, you know, push one. We are now going to listen. Like I said, we're just being tonight. We're just relaxing, loving ourselves, taking a moment and not feeling guilty from 8 to 9 tonight, and just listen to some music. So, like I'm not going to keep on going. Our next song is Out of Your Mind by Crosette.
Out of your mind, I'll have you going. Really nice. Oh,
I love looking at your body.
Oh,
I must admit, it's even better when you just
keep those heels on. Keep those heels on.
Yeah. Ain't nothing like looking at your body, baby. Whatever you do, whatever you do, just
keep those heels on.
Yeah,
keep those heels on.
Yeah. Check this out.
Daddy's home, so soon the position. I'ma break you off, give you just what you've been missing. From the bedroom to the floor, up against the wall, back against the door. Coach, put me in the game. From your head to your feet, ooh, you're so sexy, girl, it's still top of the sheet.
Better with the lights on.
Even better when you leave your heels on.
Oh yeah, yeah. Can't lie.
I'm addicted to your booty. I love the sexy body, love the way you give it.
Can you handle it?
I'm grown now, need
gentlemen, you have heard some awesome, awesome local talent. We went from a back-to-back two songs by Mr. Crosset Cheney, a former guest and an awesome artist, Out of Your Mind, followed by Old School Days. And for those of us who remember those old school days and how we used to be and what we used to do, sometimes we need to, you know, remember those days. Followed by Lights On by Thomas Walker. And right then was my girl Ebony Slater, Show Me. So, you know what? You know, Lawless Entertainment, Lawless Radio is constantly trying to keep up and coming talent. Please show your support if they are ever in your area and playing. Please go and give them the support. Tonight on Keeping It Real, Nikki Outlaw, we were talking about just being. You know, don't continuously be in the mechanical, the robotic, constant move. Take some time out for you, and hopefully, you know, words or spirits, you know, resonated with somebody out there to remember that, you know, we need ourselves and to be and to relax and to stay focused, because to get what you need and be successful, that's the only way to be, and you'll get there. This has been Keeping It Real. Love you. It's been Lawless. Stay tuned for more things coming.